15 hours, and but I had complete focus and mental clarity the whole entire time, where when I would do that before, after working 8 or 9 hours, my brain was wandering. I was just daydreaming all over the place, and that was not the case yesterday after 9 days of fasting. So I feel great. I feel like this has been just a total blessing. I think I'm getting over. I've really made a significant impact with my candida issues. If you listen to the candida call, I'm always talking about being like very bloated all the time, all types of problems. I do not feel that way. I feel great, really, for the first time in years. So I hope that other people will be inspired to do this and to feel these awesome effects like Dave and I have felt. I think Dave would agree 100% on the mental clarity, on dropping a couple pounds, and just the feeling of enlightenment and just well-being. Would you agree with that, Dave?
You know, I have to say that every day came with certain challenges. However, the rewards, I mean, as Amy said, I've found myself in like this state of feeling so peaceful and so,
yeah,
like, and this is in the middle of like really stressful times, and I'm feeling like peaceful and like really, I don't know how to explain it, but like at one with myself, like I'm not divided, like I'm solid, like I'm grounded. And so, yeah, Amy, I have to say that there have been times of spiritual enlightenment. There's been times where I have literally brought thoughts into my head that I had not thought about in a long time, thoughts that used to make me angry and thoughts that used to make me bitter and thoughts that where I had resentment against, you know, people or things. And it was amazing when I brought them into the light of clear thinking, and I thought to myself, you know, those things are in the past, and I'm living for the future. And so I was really able to like forgive and to cleanse, you know, myself of things that I was not happy with myself about. And more importantly, I saw the people around me in a different light. I saw them more for who they were than for who I wanted them to be. And so it really has been a wonderful experience for me on that level. So yeah, thanks for asking.
Awesome. Well, let's go down like a day. Let's talk about the fasting protocols. And the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning is you have a power shake. And the power shake is the basis of the fast. And I just want to mention too, if you're just listening to this for curiosity and you think, oh, I'll never fast, you don't have to fast to do a power shake. The power shake is something you can incorporate into your, you know, daily routine. And I'm so excited that I did the power shake and I mixed all these things together. I'm going to add this into my daily routine. And this is so funny. I'll just digress a little bit, get off the subject for a little bit. As we've been talking about this fasting around the office, we've had so many people pick up the torch. Another girl in the office that has candida, that has you know, a lot of chronic constipation and colitis and things like that, she's doing it. She's got relief for the first time. She's feeling better. We have a guy who works out all the time in the warehouse. He works in the shipping department. He's like, well, I don't want to fast, but yeah, I'm going to do this, you know. And so we are touching the lives of these like young 20-year-old people, and that's what this is all about, you know, is to spread the and to get out there and make impact in people's lives. But so we have everybody in the office is doing the power shake now, basically, is the moral of that little story. But the power shake consists of carrot juice plus. It consists of activated barley. It consists of rice bran solubles, organic spirulina. So why don't we go and which product would you like to start with first and just give a quick rundown what it's doing in the body? Because the power drink, again, is the basis of the fast. You drink 3 to 4 power shakes a day, and you mix all these ingredients in with 16 to 24 ounces of water, shake that up, and sip on that. And, man, does it keep you nourished. So, Dave, pick an ingredient and then give a short description or explanation of what it's doing to keep us satiated.
Well, first of all, there's 5 key ingredients to the power shake. There is spirulina. There is the green kamut blend. activated barley, rice bran solubles, and carrot juice powder.
Right.
Now, every one of those ingredients has a different function, and spirulina, we'll start with spirulina. Spirulina gives instant energy because spirulina is actually encased in pure glycogen. It doesn't have fiber like other vegetables might. It actually has a component that is the exact same as the component your body produces to fuel your cells, and that's called glycogen. So when you ingest spirulina, our gastric juices dissolve the glycogen and make it immediately bioavailable as an energy source to our body. If you mix spirulina in water, that does not happen. It needs to be digested through gastric juices. Spirulina also is 65% protein and is the highest concentration of nutrients found in any single food, gram for gram, on the face of the earth, by far. So you're getting an abundance of vitamins, minerals, and proteins. More importantly, people don't realize spirulina has essential fats like gamma-linoleic acid, the type found in evening primrose oil that you spend so much money for is actually abundant in spirulina. So spirulina is an energy source, it is a protein source, it is a nutrient source, and obviously it has detoxifying qualities and immune-boosting qualities which support the fast. More importantly, the caloric intake from spirulina is less than 10 calories for a serving, maybe 20 calories for a large serving. And if you realize that you can't even have a handful of Cheerios without getting 20 calories, that's a significant nutrient density that we could really take advantage of, you know, when we want to have this quality of diet.
Exactly, because we're always talking about low-calorie, high-nutrient density, and spirulina definitely fits the bill on that one. But let me tell you, I'm a wheatgrass girl, and I am always told myself I am not an algae person. I don't need spirulina. If I did, I took the capsules. I'm like, spirulina's yuck. Well, I have to say I am now I'm a spirulina addict, and maybe it's because I haven't had days, but spirulina tastes wonderful to me, and it reminds me of chocolate. So spirulina actually adds flavor to the shake, and even if you thought you hated spirulina in the past, it's just amazing. So I am definitely a spirulina devotee now. So spirulina is awesome. Then I'm a wheatgrass girl. I'm a Kamut blend person. That's my favorite product in the whole entire line. So that is another component in the power shake. So talk a little bit about that, what that's doing during the fasting.
Well, wheatgrass and alfalfa and oatgrass are the primary components of the green Kamut blend. And, in fact, they are the components of the green Kamut blend. And these are going to oxygenate the body. They're going to increase the uptake of oxygen at the cellular level. And when you increase the uptake of oxygen, you begin to purge bacteria that are trapped in the body. When you take wheatgrass on an empty stomach, it's able to immediately pass through the mucosa of the gastrointestinal tract to enter the bloodstream and to foster detoxification and fortification. It is going to alkalize. It's going to neutralize the toxic acids that have built up in your body. It is going to, through oxygenating, it is going to neutralize the toxic bacteria that build up in your body. Through its ability to trap dioxins and heavy metals, it is going to purge those toxins that have accumulated in fat cells as the fat begins to burn during the reduced calorie episode. And so wheatgrass juice obviously is loaded with vital disease-fighting compounds. However, the purpose of it in this diet is a detoxifying and fortifying purpose. It is a purpose of literally changing the metabolic rate at which we are functioning through, again, alkalizing and oxygenation, detoxification. It truly serves an important purpose in this fast because it is both cleansing and rebuilding all at the same time.
Absolutely. definitely. Now, another product that I've come to just adore is the Rice Bran Solubles. Tell us about what the Rice Bran Solubles is doing for us.
Well, Rice Bran Solubles is really an amazing product because it's loaded with B vitamins and tocotrienols. It's loaded with gamma orzinol, beta testosterol. These are all energy-producing factors. B vitamins give you energy. Vitamin E helps protect the nerve endings of the body and helps to heal the body. And there's a loaded with tocotrienols. More importantly, very low calorie, very high nutrient density. So what the gamma orzinol does is it keeps your muscles from getting soft during the fast. It actually allows your muscles to remain at their normal size. The beta testosterol, the B vitamins, these are all, again, energy-producing factors. More importantly, this is going to guarantee, along with the spirulina, it is going to help guarantee that your body's getting all of the macronutrients that it needs, along with the activated barley, it's going to guarantee that you get all of the nutrients that your body requires from whole grains without having to consume all of the carbohydrate and all of the metabolic waste that might come with, say, eating rice. Because rice bran is that thin, dissolvable layer on the outer part of rice that makes it brown. It's the part they polish off to make it white. And that white part that we typically eat is empty calories, empty carbohydrates, has no nutritive value, and is 100% metabolic waste. Of course, we burn carbohydrates for energy, but again, it is an empty carbohydrate with nothing that it's contributing to the body to fortify your body from the nutrient side. So the Rice Bran Solubles is a high nutrient density, extremely low calorie, and it is there specifically to guarantee that your cells are receiving everything that they need in order to thrive and to be strong and to resist that catabolic or breaking down that is typically associated with this type of regimen, with a fasting regimen.
Well, another powerhouse product that's a very popular product in the line, it's the activated barley, and that's another component of the Power Shake. Tell us about the activated barley.
Yeah, the Power Shake is basically a combination of the world's highest quality and potent whole grain parts, along with the world's highest potency vegetable. So it's basically a vegetable and a grain combination. Activated barley was the food used by Greek and Roman physicians to keep babies alive when their mothers died during the birthing process. And that food alone would actually nourish a child and allow them to grow up strong until they could eat solid food. Activated barley is currently used by the United Nations, and they send it in relief efforts. And it's used when a single tablespoon a day is all they could afford to feed somebody. A grown man could take 1, 2, or 3 tablespoons a day of activated barley and be completely satiated, will not starve to death, will not suffer from malnutrition, again, waiting until they could begin eating full meals again. Just like the child, just like the baby who has nothing else but the mother's milk, this replaces that. And in relief efforts, it replaces the food that someone might otherwise use. Now, what is in activated barley that makes it so amazing? Well, activated barley is a living food loaded with enzymes. It's a whole food. It's an organic barley grain that is germinated in a patented method, and that germination is then frozen in animation. It's frozen in time. So we grind it up and make a powder, and it is the most complex, slow-burning, energizing carbohydrate from any food on the face of the earth. There is no more complex, slow-burning, or quality carbohydrate. It comes from a polysaccharide carbohydrate, which means the carbohydrate takes the form of a gel. That gel is called beta-glucan. Beta-glucan adheres itself to the small intestines and slowly feeds glucose into the blood while it boosts the immune system and traps spent cholesterol, or what we call bile acids. So activated barley enzymatically detoxifies at the cellular level. Through the beta-glucan, it detoxifies basically dirty fats or spent fats that we call bile acids or basically LDL, low-density lipoproteins, or cholesterol. It then stabilizes blood glucose, which is really important during a fast.
Absolutely.
Provides energy and immune-boosting qualities. Amy, don't you think that the activated barley was probably one of the keys to this program?
Absolutely, because I'm so glad that you mentioned stabilized blood glucose, because a lot of people would think that, wow, you're going to get those blood sugar drops where you're going to be exhausted. You know, I almost even feel like you're going to pass out. You do not get that on this fast. I mean, it is absolutely incredible, the steady stream of energy that you have. And I want to say, and I don't know if I said it, well, I said I had 3 cups of coffee on Sunday, but I haven't had coffee in 10 days, and I did not go through caffeine withdrawals. I know that that may not happen to everybody, but I am here to say it didn't happen to me. I am so excited. I mean, I have more energy not eating and being on this fast than I did when I was eating, and I ate good. I mean, Dave, you can back me up on this. I eat good, but I was always reaching for that, or I had that crutch, my caffeine crutch, and then I'd fall. My blood sugar would drop, and, you know, you'd have those ups and downs and stuff, and I did not have that. So I'm just super excited, and like I said, I'm going to keep on doing the Power Shake, you know, along with a healthy diet after this 10 days is complete.
That's awesome.
And there's one more item in the Power Shake, or did you want to, I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
No, you go ahead.
There's one more item in the Power Shake, and that is the Carrot Juice Plus. And everyone has always heard about juicing carrots for cleansing and detoxifying and alkalizing. So tell us about our Carrot Juice Plus and what that is, how that's going to benefit.
Well, you know, the cool thing about the carrot juice is it's really good for your skin. You tend to get a little bit dehydrated when you're fasting. Your skin gets dry. You lose a lot of moisture through your skin. Because we're providing good quality fats and good quality energy, the carrot juice is actually going to be able to purify the skin. I think you're going to find that during the fast, your skin quality all over your body is going to improve dramatically. It's going to get soft. The dry, scaly, itchy areas are going to go away. You might get temporary acne, but ultimately that will run its course because it's purging toxins through your skin. But the carrot juice is just amazing healing for internal organs at detoxing the liver and, again, at purifying the skin. And because the skin is such an amazing organ for detoxification, because the skin is one of the major organs of detoxification, it's important that the carrot juice is included because it, again, helps the skin to be healthy, to breathe, and to repair itself, to remain hydrated. And obviously to create new, healthy, young skin cells. So the carrot juice is also delicious. And by adding it into the overall mix, it gives it a sweet taste.
Mm-hmm.
The rice bran solubles gives it a buttery taste.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this sweet, buttery, nutty taste, and it is absolutely, you know, an integral part of the taste profile of the Power Shake as well.
Exactly. So it's functional and it tastes good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. The Power Shake is amazing. And again, during the fast, I drank 3 a day, one about every 4 hours while I was awake. You can do 3 to 4 shakes a day to satiate your hunger and your needs during the waking hours. But the master amino complex is another integral part of the fast because we talked about our vegetables, we talked about our grains. Now the master aminos are going to provide our protein. And we recommend while on the fast to take 2 tablets for every 25 pounds of body weight and to spread that requirement out to take some in the morning, some midday, and some in the evening. So tell us a little bit about the master amino and what it's doing for the body while on the fast.
Well, you know, the master amino acids, we already said that the way this program is designed is to make sure that every need of the body is met. we've illustrated how at the end of 40 days, Eric's body was not deficient in a single nutrient. In other words, he was in a close to homeostasis, even living on 400 to 600 calories a day for 40 days. Now, most people would think that if you did that, you would be emaciated, you would be weak, your muscles would have gone, obviously, your body would have suffered severe deficiencies. But contrary to that belief, we have created a system where those 600 calories are so unbelievably efficient, perhaps the most efficient 600 calories you will ever receive, and every one of your body's nutritional needs are met. We said that we need whole grains. We know that. Well, the rice bran solubles and the activated barley meet all of the body's nutrient requirements from whole grains. We know we need vegetables, green and yellow vegetables. Well, the spirulina, the green kamut blend, and the carrot juice powder meet the body's needs for green and yellow vegetables, and this is obvious. We then go to proteins, fats, and fruit. Those are the other things that are vitally important. Well, the master aminos are the ultimate pure raw vegetarian protein. They are made from non-soy legumes, and they are 99% utilizable to the body. Now, I'm going to keep hitting a recurring theme, and that is metabolic waste. There is 1% metabolic waste in the consumption of the master aminos. They build lean connective tissue, muscle. They feed the brain because the brain needs protein, and they energize the body. And so the master aminos are amazing because, A, with just a few grams a day, you are having zero metabolic waste, zero impact on your kidneys, zero impact on your blood or your liver. It is completely a lymphatic system absorption. And as a consequence, it is nothing but connective tissue, muscle, and energy. So, again, during a fast, you want to have a minimum of catabolic waste. We've already shown the rice bran solubles, almost zero metabolic waste. The green juice powders, almost zero metabolic waste. Spirulina is like 85 to 90% utilizable, leaving like 10 to 20% maximum of metabolic waste. So you're thinking, wow, you know, I might be getting 3 or 4 grams total a day of metabolic waste. That's insane.
Exactly, because probably in one little bag of potato chips, you're getting way more than that of metabolic waste. And the foods we eat are so hard to consume sometimes. The protein that we ingest is so hard for the body to digest. So just think about the break that you're giving your organs and your digestive system by consuming these so easy to digest and assimilate with low metabolic waste foods.
Absolutely.
So the Master Amino is awesome. I mean, Dave and I and Eric, none of us have lost our muscle tone. And I'm sure that has a lot to do with the Master Amino complexes. Even though we are, you know, severely limiting our calories, we all lost weight, but we didn't lose muscle. No one looks emaciated. So it's the Master Amino is a vital part of the fast. Now the next part of the fast is the aloe and cherry drink. We talked about our carbs, we talked about our vegetables, we talked about our protein. Let's talk about our fruit. Where are we going to get the fruit from?
Well, there's no doubt that there is no more single potent fruit on the face of the earth than tart cherry concentrate.
Barely. You went into a hole.
Okay, cool. Well, the bottom line is that if you compare tart cherry concentrate to any other fruit or fruit product on the market, you would need to eat 5 or 6 servings. Even if you're talking about pomegranates or blueberries or noni or acai or mangosteen, any of these fruits that you consider to be so potent, you would have to have 5 or 6 servings of those just to equal the nutrients.
Oh no!
Found in a single serving of tart cherry concentrate. Remember, you're only getting a few calories. You know, you're not getting that many calories in tart cherry. It is almost zero metabolic waste. So, in 2 tablespoons of liquid, Amy, as you know, you are now getting the nutrient equivalent as if you had had 5 pieces of fruit.
Exactly. And what we suggest on the fast is actually to do 1 tablespoon of the aloe vera and 1 tablespoon of the apothe cherry and 1 teaspoon of the aloe vera at night, 30 minutes prior to going to bed.
Absolutely. And the cool thing is that what we've now done, now we haven't talked about the fat yet, but what we now have done is we have provided your body with nutrient qualities that really are not available without eating massive amounts of food, massive amounts of calories.
Exactly.
And creating, and creating a lot of metabolic waste. And these are, Amy, we're talking about even if you eat organic raw whole fruits and organic raw whole grains, and even if you did that, you would still need to process all of that metabolic waste. And with our product, with the products that Amy and I have created, well, actually, God created them, but the products that Amy and I have chosen to bring to you in this form is a form that is so dramatically efficient when compared to any other form that we are completely confident that we are meeting your body's biological, physiological, and metabolic needs in ways that no other food ever could, ever has, or ever will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now let's move on and talk about the fat that you talked about. And we recommend taking 1 teaspoon 3 times a day of the tropic oil. So give us a brief rundown of how the tropic oil is going to help us while we're on our fast.
Well, the bottom line is that many people who are fasting would really like to burn fat. And fat is an excellent source of energy. And while we're on a fast, we tend to be energy deficient. And so when you take the coconut oil, not only is it going to give you 115 calories of pure energy, this is energy that will not in any way bring your body down, this is energy that's going to actually stimulate your body to burn the fat that it has stored. You're going to get the energetic input of coconut oil, which means you're going to be energized. You're also going to give your body the fat that it needs to satiate its desire for fat. Our body has a taste set point that demands fat on a daily basis. And it's a survival technique. Our bodies need fat to survive. And so it satisfies and satiates the body's need for fat. And at the same time, it unlocks energy. You're going, well, I only have 600 calories a day, but you might be getting 300 or 400 calories from the fat that you're burning. And that's where the gap in energy might come from when you're having, again, this amazing fat that we call pure, organic, virgin tropic oil. It is a medium-chain triglyceride. Now, the benefits get even better, Amy. They have caprylic acid. And caprylic acid helps to kill parasites in your body. So while you have very little food in your body, the parasites are going to be starving. When they're starving, they're going to eat anything that comes into your stomach. And if what you put into your stomach is caprylic acid-laden virgin organic coconut oil, you are going to be accomplishing a detoxification, a weight loss, and infusing the body with vital phytochemicals, because there is also monolaurin. Monolaurin becomes lauric acid within the body, and lauric acid in the body is a powerful stimulator to the thyroid. It is an energizing factor, but more importantly, it is similar to the immune-boosting qualities found in mother's milk. And so this is going to feed your body in ways, again, that no other limited diet or fast ever could, meeting all of your body's requirements, as we stated, for protein, fat, carbohydrates, vegetables from nutrients, nutrients from fruits, and nutrients from whole grains. And this is just an amazing program. Amy, tell me, how did you sleep at night?
Oh, my gosh. I slept so phenomenally at night. This has been the best 10 nights sleep that I've gotten, except for the night that I got up at 4 in the morning. but I was able to, and that's what's amazing, is I set the alarm for 4:45, and okay, I hit the snooze button for 15 minutes, but I was able to jump up at 4 in the morning. And, yeah, incredible, deep, restful sleep.
Wow. Well, Amy, you truly have amazed me. I know that you've amazed yourself. And the people listening, they have to be inspired, because it is far more difficult for a woman to fast than a man. That's a metabolic, that's just a metabolic fact. And so, you know, I have to say that I'm very impressed with the way you made it through. I'm really impressed with what I've learned about myself during this fast, about, you know, about these foods during this fast. I'm so anxious to share this with the world. I really hope that everybody listening will consider doing this. I hope everybody listening will go to the website, read about it, learn about it, start to recommend this. I think that 3-4 times a year I'm going to do this 7 to 10 day regimen.
I definitely am too, because just like the emotional healing, I mean, and I have to admit, I'm talking about it like it was a cakewalk. It was not a cakewalk. There was a couple days where it was tough. The second day, we had a visitor in the office, and they brought in pizza. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to sit here and smell pizza, and I'm only the second day of my 10-day fast. But I did it, and it was fine.
One night I texted Amy, and I texted her, and I said, Amy, I said, I'm looking at a box in my house that held a casserole dish, and on the outside of the casserole dish is a picture of a casserole, and I'm sitting here trying to just figure out everything that's in that casserole. I wonder if that's... Is that Rotelli?
You do become, when you're denying yourself a food, you do become fascinated with foods, and I'm fantasizing about the restaurants I want to go to and the meals I want to eat. It's really kind of funny how the mind plays tricks on you. But let's...
You don't wake up hungry.
But you do not wake up hungry. I was going to say, on the fifth day, that was Friday night for me, and I was a little depressed because... I usually go out to dinner on Friday night, but I couldn't do that. So I was going through a bit of an emotional state as well, and I did break down crying, and I wasn't really quite sure why. There wasn't one thing that was bothering me, but it's like I worked through something, and I cried it out, and I was fine. Feel like a weight came off my shoulders, and worked through that, went through the weekend, which I thought was going to be extremely tough, because all my social activities on the weekend are based around what else? Eating. And so I modified what I did this past weekend, and it's great. I have to say I'm almost a little sad that it's my last night, you know, night, and back to regular life.
I could go on another 10 days, Amy. I'm not going to, but I could.
Oh, I could too. If I wasn't afraid that I was losing that I would lose more weight, and I don't have the weight to lose at this point in my life, I would go on for another 10 days. Now I know how Eric went for 40 days, because you were completely satiated. And, people are probably saying, this girl's crazy, saying that she's kind of sad that this is over. But if you do it, you will experience the same thing. But I know we're running tight on time because you have another obligation you have to get to, but I want to get through the rest of the protocols. We do recommend that you use the Herbal Fiber Cleanse. It's an herbal supplement that will cleanse the organs, the blood, and the tissues. And when you don't have all that metabolic waste weighing down the organs, it's a perfect time to take a bottle of the Herbal Fiber Cleanse. We recommend you take 6 capsules daily with water, 8 ounces of water, with each 3 capsules that you take. It's also very important to be sure you drink at least half your body weight in ounces of water. During a fast, your kidneys are cleansing. You can tend to get dehydrated. So you want to make sure that you keep your body well hydrated. You can consume up to your full body weight in ounces of water, but it's a minimum of half your body weight in ounces of water.
Yeah, no less than half.
No less than half, and up to and recommended your body weight in water. And you cannot count the water that you use in your power shake in your water needs per day. So that is totally separate. And then if you would like to add lemon to your water, that is absolutely okay. You're welcome to add lemon to your water. And then this is kind of a interesting thing to talk about, but we need to talk about it. It is definitely part of the cleansing process. If you're not eliminating regularly, because people say, I'm afraid to fast. And this is what a girl in the office said. I'm afraid to fast because I have problems in the elimination department anyway, and what's going to happen? And I said, well, that's my problem too. And unfortunately, or fortunately, what you do is you just have to do the salt water flush, because as your body is purging all the toxins, you have to make sure that they're eliminating from your body, because if they just, once you've purged them and you're not eliminating them, they can recirculate, and that you do not want that to happen. So if you're not eliminating regularly on your own, we recommend that every other day you flush your bowels with the salt water cherry flush. And at first I thought, there's no way in the world I can drink salt water. And I've done it. It works amazing. You feel great. It's not horrible like you think it would be. And it really does move your bowels, flush your bowels, whatever you want to call it, and to eliminate those toxins that are purging from your system during the fast. Anything else to add on your part about the saltwater flush? Dave? Okay, well, I guess Dave isn't there. Well, what you do quickly on the saltwater flush is you mix 1 quart of warm water with 2 teaspoons of sea salt, the Himalayan sea salt, or another high-quality non-iodized, very important, do not use table salt. 2 teaspoons of salt with 1 quart or 32 ounces of warm water. In a separate glass, we recommend that you mix 4 tablespoons of apothecary with 12 ounces of cold water. Then what you do is you drink the salt water. I have to admit it takes me about 5 minutes to drink down that 32 ounces of salt water. We're not used to that. You can almost get a gaggy kind of reflex, but you just work through it and everything is fine. Then you immediately lay down on your right-hand side. What that does is the opening to your intestine is on the right side of your stomach, and that helps. It helps the salt water flow out of the stomach and into the intestine. Then you lay on your side for 20 minutes, and you keep the apothecary drink within reach. After the 20 minutes, you drink the apothecary. The apothecary is high in potassium. So as Dave has talked about many times before, is that potassium-sodium cycle. Dave, is that you beeping back in?
It is, awesome. Yeah. Sorry, I went through a bad area.
No problem. We were talking about what happens in the saltwater cherry flush, and so you lay down on your right side because that's where the opening of the stomach is to get it to flow out of the stomach more quickly, and then you drink the apothecary because it's high in potassium, and you get that potassium-sodium cycle, which helps the peristaltic action in your bowel. You lay back.
Wow, you've learned that very well. I'm impressed.
So then you lay back down on your right side for an additional 20 minutes. Then I actually just stayed in bed until I felt like a cramp, when you have to go, basically. Or after 20 minutes, you can go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet. Elevate your feet is best because I don't know why, but our toilets put us in the absolute complete wrong position for elimination. But if you elevate your feet, it helps put your body in a more natural position for elimination. You can use some thick books, phone books, little trash can, or they make a thing called a well step that you can put in front of your toilet to help get you in the proper position for elimination. And then basically you flush, for lack of a better word, or my friend said, well, I flush the toilet for 20 minutes. you get a nice thorough cleaning or cleaning out of the toxins that you have purged in your body. And I want to say the results may vary. The initial time I did the salt flush, I'm like, I don't think this is working very well, but I did not combine the sherry with it, and I did not lay on my right-hand side. The next day I did that, I followed the procedure exactly, and it worked amazingly. And just another note that it says like you don't want to you don't want to pass gas unless you're sitting on the toilet, just because the salt water is moving through you so quickly. So it is very important. And I can't believe I'm sitting here talking about this in front of all these people, but it's very important that you do eliminate regularly. And if you're not, if your body's not eliminating on its own, it's very important to do the saltwater flush, the salt cherry flush, at least every other day to get the toxins moving.
And I am the type of body, I'm a pizza, so I didn't have that problem. And, you know, I don't have those issues, but I strongly recommend it.
You don't have those issues. It's us women that have all these problems. Usually.
No. I still recommend it, though. I still recommend doing it. Even if you feel like you are eliminating, there's still going to be an accelerated flush that I think that you could benefit from. So even if you go, well, hey, you know, I'm going every other day anyway, I still recommend that you do the salt flush. I think that there'll be benefits there for you. And I appreciate you taking us through that, because it's a very, very important part of the program. Now, in between, while you're drinking that water, I want to give you a tip. And the tip is that some people suffer blood glucose crises. And so if you take and squeeze a couple of lemons into a quart of water, and you're allowed to have up to 4 lemons a day in your water. And this, in lemon juice, obviously there's sugar. I'm not going to lie. And sugar becomes glucose. But it's the right type of sugar. It comes from fruit, and there's just a little bit of it. And that fructose will become glucose, and this is going to be very good for, you know, for those who find that, hey, you know what, I'm only going to have 2 shakes a day because I don't have the time, so add the lemon to your water, and that'll help you make it through those more difficult times.
Absolutely, yeah. I didn't have any blood glucose issues while doing the Power Shake, so I didn't use the lemon water, but you're welcome to. Again, the lemon water is very alkalizing to the body as well. One other thing that I'll mention is another thing that's also very alkalizing to the body is I would put my Onyx Elements in my cherry juice at night. And I found that very helpful as well. So
awesome. And you know, Amy, let's talk to people. And okay, this is a loose guideline, meaning that we want you to follow it. But let's say that you're a 280-pound guy, or you're a 104-pound girl.
Right.
Look, you're going to adjust these servings and the quantities and the frequency to fit your need. If you're over 300 pounds, I want you having 5 shakes a day.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and if you're a little tiny thing, you might want to have a half shake 4 times a day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Amy?
So these are guidelines that we are presenting, and I want to encourage everybody to go to the website. We've got some new content up on the website. You'll notice on the homepage there's Eric drinking his Power Shake. Right on the homepage, you can click, learn more. You can read about Eric's story. You've got the fasting protocols there. You've got how much of each product you'll need for a week at a time on the fast. And there's a lot of cool information there. We have suggestions for ending the fast successfully. You can't just go eat ice cream the last day, you know, the first day back off the fast. And so go to the website, check it out. And most importantly, try it. Like they've said, do a 3-dayer, you know, commit in your mind to do this for 3 days. And then I guarantee you, you're going to feel so good, you're going to push on for 7.
Yep. Or,
you know, it's just amazing, because I started journaling, but I have to admit I'm so busy I didn't have a time to do it every single day. And my entry on the night before the fast was, I am terrified of this. And as I got into it, the first day it wasn't so bad. The second day I made it through the pizza. The third day it was like, wow. You know, I did the conference call. I was telling everybody how great I felt. You know, there was a couple rough patches on the weekend where I more mentally missed the food. My body wasn't needing the food, but I missed that social interaction with the food. But today, like I said, I'm actually kind of sad that it's over. But I am going to do it again, and it's just amazing it's an amazing experience that I hope that that you try.
Awesome. Well, I want to tell you that, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that I have gone through a real, you know, personal transformation over the last, you know, 6 to 18 months, and it's accelerated. You know, I made a decision that I wanted to improve myself, that I wanted to improve my life, that I wanted to improve my relationships with everybody around me, and I knew that the level of stress that I was subjecting myself to was not conducive to that. And so I went on a path of self-improvement, which is obviously for everyone an ongoing thing, and I appreciate that in everyone. However, the fast was an awesome sort of cherry on top that allowed me to face challenges that I needed to face. It allowed me to face myself in ways that I hadn't in years. And I really am going to, next time will be 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And I have done, you know, fast, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I used to fast for 40 days, 30 days, you know, 20 days. It was no big deal because I had conditioned myself to break the addiction to food. But I lost so much weight. And Amy used to call and say, "Are you eating?" And I'd say, "Oh, sure I am." And she'd go, "Well, what'd you eat?"
I had green curry today.
And I couldn't remember because I hadn't really eaten. I just knew that she'd be mad if I said I hadn't. So what I'm saying is, you know, when I had my best enlightenment, when I had the inspiration to start this company, when I was led toward the light, if you would, it was during times of fasting. And I have to say that the years of failing to deal with the stress in my life in the proper ways was very destructive. And the pathway back has been amazing. It's been wonderful. And the fast is a great way to continue on your own personal path of self-improvement. So I do recommend it. I'm waxing poetic because I am in a phenomenal state in my 10th day. And I have no intention of going out and eating a bunch of food to break my fast. I'm going to break my fast. Well, Amy, why don't you say how we recommend that people break this fast?
Well, we have some suggestions on the website and on the fasting protocols that on the first day after to eat watermelon, that you need to make sure that you chew it very, very thoroughly for your breakfast and your lunch meal for the first half of the day. And then you could have vegetable broth for the remaining of the day or your evening meal. We also recommend that you take 3 servings of the advanced probiotic blend. That would be 6 capsules in the first day after breaking your fast. Then in the second day after breaking, eat the watermelon in the morning. Make maybe a mashed avocado with lemon and sea salt at lunchtime, and vegetable soup again in the evening. This time you can eat the cooked vegetables. The night before it was just the broth. And then take 2 servings of the advanced probiotic, which would be 4 capsules. On the third day, you can go ahead and add protein, carbs, fat in moderation, and eat as much raw food as possible. And then go to 1 serving of your advanced probiotic. And then I would continue that, even if you're not a person that feels like they need to take the probiotic on a daily basis, I would take the whole bottle, 1 serving a day, until it's gone after you come off your fast. And then as a side note, you can continue to have power shake on a daily basis, you know, maybe not 3 or 4 like you were used to while you're fasting, but I'm still definitely going to incorporate 1 into my diet on a daily basis. And I realized where I'm going to cut the calories so I can add this. My little routine in the morning was I would have a green drink first thing at home when I woke up in the morning. And then I'd come to work, and I have to admit I'd have this mocha coffee little thing, the Starbucks double shot cans lived in my refrigerator. And I'm going to replace the calories that I would drink every morning because I was addicted to it in that Starbucks double shot. And think about this. There is no nutrition in that little 130 calorie can whatsoever. I'm going to replace it with approximately 100, maybe 110 calorie power shake, and imagine the difference in the nutrients that I'm getting for the same calories. so that's...
Did you have migraines as a result of withdrawing from coffee?
No, that's what is incredible. I didn't experience caffeine withdrawals at all.
Oh, my God, and you are certainly addicted.
I was. I'm not anymore.
I'm so amazed. I'm just so amazed.
So, it's awesome. We have a lot of new information on the website. We have Eric's story. Dave and I are going to write some stories of our own and put up there. We're going to add this conference call link in the fasting section, and we hope that you go there, you read it, you listen, and take friends, family, loved ones that you think can benefit to the section of the website and show it to them and propose that you can download a PDF of the fasting protocols. And we just hope that it does the same for you that it did for us. I mean, in fact, if you stick with it, I know it will. And one other thing I wanted to add is if you start to experience emotional distress or crises during the fast, you're working through emotions. In the fat that we store, emotions are also stored. And so as you burn up that fat, it releases some of those same emotions. So you could cry, you could be angry, and it's okay to have those feelings. And so it might be a good idea to have some of the emotional balance number 16 around. I know you took several of those, Dave, during this last 10 days. So that's just another tidbit.
That's my confession. Yes. I have to say that the emotional balance was awesome. And I just want to say in closing that everybody, you know, could you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I think that everybody could see that, you know, that this is, you know, the type of leadership that is really awesome, the way that Amy, you know, was inspired and the way that she wanted to experience the products and live on the products so that when she talks on these calls, she could speak as a consumer of the products. And I want to thank you for that, Amy, and I want to thank everybody out there right now who's helping us to spread the word, because it's a good word, man. It's a really good word. And the in closing, to come out of a fast healthier than you went into it,
yeah,
to be in an anabolic state versus a catabolic state is just euphoric.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'd say this has been a life-changing event for me. And it's amazing. And I know we're running real tight on time. Do you have a couple minutes more, Dave, to answer just a couple questions?
Let's.
Okay. And Mary had a question at the beginning that I asked her to save to the end. So if we could all be so kind, if Mary
Hello.
Is still on the line with us.
Yes, Marie Warren,
go
come on.
First with your question, please.
Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, good night, David. Hello?
Hi,
Hello.
Mary.
Hello, what's your question?
Yes, David, I have a problem with my right hand coming down. I have cramps, like poor circulation. What should I take?
Well, I recommend taking the aloe and the cherry and the joint flex, but there is also a chiropractic technique that could be applied to the wrist, and it's a simple technique where they take the fingers underneath, with your palm down, take fingers underneath your wrist area, using it, reaching around with the thumb, holding the thumbs.
And then you
just give a nice stretch to the palm there, and it's something you could do on your own as well to help. So the cherry, the aloe, obviously green drinks, and joint flex. And I think that from a physiological standpoint, you know, you might need to see a chiropractor, metabolic. And nutritionally, I think we've got you covered.
And then I think you said something about circulation. So if there's any circulation problems, or maybe I misheard that.
That's what the joint flex is going to, yeah, that's what the joint flex and the aloe. Aloe increases circulation by up to 300% alone.
Awesome.
The joint flex has ingredients in it that are specifically engineered to increase circulation. Green foods increase circulation. So yeah, we're all about that. That's what the program is for. And I'm sure that you will see tremendous benefit.
Awesome. Okay.
Joint flex.
Hello. apologize. If you're not going to ask a question and you had not already hit star 6 on your phone, if you could please do that, and that will mute out your background noise. We're getting a lot of feedback, perhaps from a handheld cordless or a cell phone. So if you are not going to ask a question and you have not already muted yourself out by hitting star 6, please do that now if you don't mind. Thank you.
I can't hear anything.
I know.
We have a bus in there.
Oh, okay. Okay, any other questions? Hello? Dave, are you there?
Any other questions?
Yep. Can't hear.
Anybody can yell out a question, and if they thought we'll see it in the moderator mode and cut out that background.
I'm not sure I can... This is Carolyn. I'm not sure I can hear the answer, but...
Shout out your question, and we'll put it in the moderator mode.
Okay. Carolyn?
Hi, Carolyn. Go ahead.
Okay. just very quickly, I may have missed this, but when is it best to take the tropic oil?
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Dave, that was when is it best to take the tropic oil while we're fasting?
You know, what I do is I break it up into 3 teaspoons as opposed to taking the tablespoon all at once.
Right.
And then I take those 3 teaspoons when I, like, in the gaps. I like to do everything in, like, in two-hour increments. Like, I like to have the, you know, the power drink and then the aminos and then, you know, another power drink, like, over the course of 4 hours. And so you can take the coconut oil, like, in the gaps there. I like to spread stuff out into those gaps, you know.
Right. And believe it or not, the coconut oil is, if you've never tasted it, it's very mild. It's not bad. You just put it in on a teaspoon and just kind of lick it, let it melt in your mouth. And it's quite good.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. And if you need to, you definitely could, you know, you could, like, Eric and I, we actually, and I'm not recommending this at home, but Eric actually blend it into our green drink, and it becomes very chunky. You know, it does, because the green drink is not warm.
Right.
But the chunks inside and the nutty taste, it actually is quite delicious. So you find yourself just chewing on it, like, almost like, it's sort of like waxy, and you're chewing on it as you're drinking the green drink, and a little bit of the taste is mixing with the green drink, and it's really quite cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is, that's very cool.
Best to try that when it's your own recipe.
Right, and I also wanted to mention to everybody, if you haven't tried the Power Shake, I find the Power Shake best mixed with cold water. I mean, it's fine with room temperature water, but with cold water, it's absolutely delicious. I just wanted to mention that. Let's see if we can get one more question in, if they can shout it out.
Amy.
Hi.
Hi. I'm 97 pounds. So what would you suggest that I do?
Okay. Great. Dave?
Yes.
Okay. She's 97 pounds. How would you suggest she modify the fast, and maybe how many days should she go?
Well, honestly, I don't see any reason for her to modify the fast.
Okay.
The only thing she could do is do it for a few days, and then if she feels she's too full to take less, and she feels that she's not full enough to take more, if, you know, otherwise she could just deal with the hunger issues if she, you know, as you and I and others do. But so everybody has to adjust it to themselves. I can't really say how to adjust it, because I won't be there and know how you're feeling. But as far as the protocols and the way that we mix the shakes, I've got no problem with you following it to the letter and then making adjustments as you see fit. You know, you might only want, like I said, to take half of what we recommend and then save half to see, you know, an hour later. You know, you might want to...
I would I would suggest, just because you like myself, and obviously, I mean, I weigh, I'm above a bunch more than 97 pounds, but you don't have the weight to lose. So I would suggest that you do maybe 4 shakes a day. If you feel like you're starting to lose weight, just step up a little bit more on your shake, or maybe put a little bit more spirulina in, kind of thing. Because what happened at first, I lost 7 pounds within the first 3 days, and then I totally stabilized. And then I did notice today I lost like another pound and a half. But I did stabilize there. So I think if you feel like you're starting to drop weight that you don't want to drop, just either add one more shake a day, or maybe up the spirulina a little bit, or maybe up the rice bran solubles.
Cool. Well, that's great. We have time for one last question.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Okay,
hello.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Beatrice.
Hi.
I want to ask David, if do you have any weight gain protocol? I am 5'3 right now, 107 pounds, and I'm eating regularly and all that, but I don't seem to be gaining any weight at all, and I would like to reach my normal weight, which is about 120, 125. That's, I guess, my question.
Awesome. Weight gain protocol.
Yeah, that's it. Amy and I were talking about that today, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
So, with the question I need to ask is if you're okay with goat's milk. Because if you are okay with goat's milk, you could follow the following protocol. Because it's spring and summer, you have really good timing. I want you to have avocados. I want you to have nuts. I want you to have 3 glasses of goat's milk a day. And make sure that it's not homogenized, because that's the bad thing. If it's pasteurized, you know, we're just going to live with it, but it can't be homogenized. I'd prefer that it be raw and not pasteurized either, but that's a different issue for a different day. I would like you to increase your rice bran solubles. I would be taking like 6 tablespoons a day, and I would make a shake with banana, rice bran solubles, and our flax seeds. And that will make you really healthy and help you to gain weight as well. It'll make a delicious shake also. You can put some of our other ingredients in there if you just want a convenient way to take them. And so, again, avocados and nuts, goat's milk, some extra rice bran solubles, and then obviously try to eat everything else, your healthy diet, as you normally would. In addition to that, but try to avoid things like watermelon, stone fruit, and apples, because those are, you know, those actually are really what you want to have if you're trying to lose weight.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, I know we're running very tight on time here. I know. So I'd like to thank you so much, Dave, for being on the call with us tonight and for going over your allotted time. Thank you. Sorry about that. And I hope everybody enjoyed the information. And again, go to the website. We've got some cool new content up on the website. You can check out the Superfoods for Supermodels campaign, and you can check out information about the fast. We'll be adding testimonials. We'll be adding cool stuff daily. So check out the website at phporder.com. If you like this call, you want to share it with others, again, it'll be on the replay line starting tomorrow at 212-461-8911. We'll email you out a web link. We'll go ahead and email you out the fasting protocols, because we have updated them since we emailed them out 2 weeks ago. So we'll email those out to you. It'll also be the conference call will be available as a link on the website. So thank you, everyone, for joining in with us tonight. Thank you again, Dave, for all the awesome product knowledge. And congratulations on completing 10 days of living on nothing but Platinum Health products. That's a really cool thing. Are you there? We may have lost Dave. So, okay. Well, for Dave, thank everyone for joining us tonight. We look forward to being back with you. next week on our call about ionic elements, and we look forward to hearing from everybody then. And everybody have a wonderful week and happy fasting. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Don't forget to get the man back for the tonic.
I'm sorry?
Don't forget to get the man back for the tonic, the doctor back.
Yeah,
about
he's
the tonic.
Back next week.
Oh, good.
About the ionic elements. He's going to be back next week.
Okay.
Yeah, so tune in. We'll be back at our regular scheduled time at 6.
Okay, Amy.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much. Have a happy holiday.
You too.
Amy, thanks. Amy.
Yes.
What number should I call to get this fasting? What?
You mean to order the products or to get the information?
About, yes, the information.
Yeah, you can call the 888... the 888-747-6733. And 6733.
Okay.
And we'll mail you the fasting protocols.
Okay, 747-6733.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I call and let they send me the protocol, okay?
Perfect.
It was a very, very pleasant night here in you and David, and I want to do the three-day fasting.
Awesome. Well, best of luck. Thank you so much for being on with us tonight.
All right. This is Mary. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.